Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Tobias Rex, and this is the Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. I am so sincerely sorry that I was gone for so long. I've just been really busy, and I was on a vacation with my dad and my uncle for a couple days. But now, as my uncle likes to say, I'm right back in it. So this morning's episode is going to be on a shark so distinctive that you can guess the name just by looking at it. The Hammerhead Shark. Hammerhead sharks come in many variants, but I'm going to be discussing the two most common, the scalloped and great hammerhead. And the music I'm going to be playing is by Audionautics, and it's called Ocean Floor. Ready? Here we go. The hammerhead sharks are a group of sharks that are so named for the unusual and distinctive structure of their heads, which are flattened and laterally extended into a hammer shape called a cephalofoil. So apparently that's the proper term whenever a creature's got a head like that. Hammerheads are found worldwide in warmer waters along coastlines and continental shelves. And unlike most sharks, some hammerhead species usually swim in schools during the day and become solitary at night. The known species range from 2 to 19 feet in length and weigh from 6 to 1,200 pounds. They are usually light gray and they have a greenish tint. And their bellies are white, and this allows them to blend into the background when viewed from below and sneak up on their prey, kind of like great whites do. Their heads have lateral projections that give them a hammer-like shape, hence the name. While overall similar, this shape differs somewhat significantly between species. For example, there's a distinct T-shape in the great hammerhead, a rounded head with a central notch in the scalloped, and an unnotched rounded head in the smooth one. Hammerheads have disproportionately small mouths compared to other shark species, and they are known to form schools during the day, sometimes in their hundreds. But in the evening, like other sharks, they become solitary. Hammerhead sharks eat a large range of prey such as fish, including other sharks, cephalopods like squid and octopus, and crustaceans like crabs. Stingrays are a particular favorite food of the hammerhead shark when the ray is weak or in shock. The great hammerhead, tending to be larger and more aggressive than most hammerhead sharks, often engages in cannibalism, eating other hammerhead sharks, sometimes its own young. And in addition to the typical animal prey, bonnet heads have been found to feed on seagrass, and seagrass sometimes makes up as much as half of their stomach contents. And they may swallow it accidentally, but they are able to partially digest it, making this the only known case of a potentially omnivorous species of shark. Here we go, the scalloped hammerhead. The scalloped hammerhead is a coastal pelagic species that grows to an average length of 5 to 8 feet and a maximum length of 10 feet, and the largest recorded sighting was a 14-footer. The scalloped hammerhead occurs over continental shelves and in nearby deeper water, and it is found in warm, temperate, and tropical waters worldwide from 46 degrees north to 36 degrees south. It could be found at depths of over 500 meters, but it is most often found at depths just above 25 meters. And these sharks are often seen during the night, day, and morning in big schools, sometimes in their hundreds, most likely because groups can obtain food a lot easier than singles or small groups, especially larger and trickier prey. And scalloped hammerheads are not considered dangerous and are usually not aggressive towards humans, but they can still attack you if you're not careful. Scalloped hammerhead sharks have a homing behavior to navigate in the ocean. They move in the night and use the environment as a map. By experimentation and tagging these sharks, one could test for any guidance in a shark's movement. These sharks use a point-to-point type of school swimming, and they usually do not favor of going too deep, where temperature changes hitchhike with current speed and directional change. Although they have high metabolic rates, scalloped hammerheads have a tendency to allow currents to carry them as they swim, and as a result, this causes scalloped hammerhead sharks to be selective of where they swim and the depth they want to stay at. They also make use of the Earth's magnetic field. Alright, now, the great hammerhead. The great hammerhead is the largest species of hammerhead shark, reaching an average length of 15 feet, and a maximum of 20 feet like the great white does. and it is found in tropical and warm temperate waters worldwide, inhabiting coastal areas and the continental shelf. The great hammerhead can be distinguished from other hammerheads just by the shape of its cephalofoil, because it's wide, and it has an almost straight front margin, and by its tall, scythe blade-shaped first dorsal fin. A solitary, strong-swimming apex predator, the great hammerhead feeds on a wide variety of prey ranging from crustaceans and cephalopods to bony fish to even other sharks. And observations of this species in the wild tend to suggest that the cephalofoil functions to immobilize stingrays. If confronted, the great hammerhead may respond with an agonistic display, dropping its pectoral fins and swimming in a stiff or jerky fashion. Great hammerheads are apex predators among sharks, and they're also specialists at feeding on other sharks, rays, and skates, especially stingrays. The venomous spines of stingrays are frequently found lodged inside the mouth, and this doesn't seem to bother the shark, as one specimen caught off the coast of Florida had 96 spines in and around its mouth. Feeding time for great hammerheads is primarily at dawn or dusk, swinging their heads in broad angles over the sea floor, so as to pick up the electrical signatures of stingrays buried in the sand. And the cephalofoil also serves as a hydrofoil that allows the shark to quickly turn around and strike it away once detected. Another function of the cephalofoil was suggested by an observation of a great hammerhead attacking a southern stingray in the Bahamas. The shark first knocked the ray down to the ocean floor with a powerful blow from above, and then it pinned it with its head while pivoting to take a large bite from each side of the ray's pectoral fin disc. And this effectively crippled the stingray, which was then picked up in the jaws and sawed apart with rapid shakes of the head. And a great hammerhead has also been seen attacking a spotted eagle ray in open water by taking a massive bite out of one of its pectoral fins, leaving the ray incapacitated. And once again, the shark used its head to pin it to the bottom and pivoted to take the ray in its jaws head first. These observations suggest that the great hammerhead seeks to disable rays with the first bite, similar to great white sharks, and that its cephalopoil is an adaptation for prey handling. A 2016 study of great hammerhead specimens logged with accelerometers showed that they reduce drag and tend to lessen the use of energy by swimming on their side, in an imposter-themed rolled swimming. The shark uses its very large dorsal fin to help achieve lift, a habit that had been previously known in captive specimens, and it may spend up to 90% of its time doing this. And this technique is thought to save about 10% in the cost of drag. The great hammerhead is extremely vulnerable to overfishing due to its low overall abundance and long generation time. And the assessment of its conservation status is very difficult, as few fisheries separate the great hammerhead from other hammerheads in their reported catches. And this species is listed as globally endangered on the IUCN Red List. It is endangered in the northwestern Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico, where though it's not a targeted species, populations have plummeted 50% since the 90s due to bycatch. It's also endangered in the southwestern Indian Ocean, where large numbers of longline vessels operate illegally along the coastline. The great hammerhead's catch rate in the Indian Ocean has plummeted 73% from 1978 to 2003, though whether these represent localized or widespread depletions is uncertain. The great hammerhead is critically endangered along the western coast of Africa, where stocks have collapsed with an estimated 80% decline in the past 25 years. The West African Sub-Regional Fishing Commission, or SRFC for short, has recognized the great hammerheads as one of the four most threatened species in the region. And off northern Australia, this species was assessed as data deficient, but at high risk. And concern has risen there over a substantial increase in illegal, unreported, and unregulated fishing, most likely reflecting the high rising value of these sharks' fins. And no conservation measures specifically protecting the great hammerhead have been enacted yet. It is listed on Annex 1, Highly Migratory Species, of the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, though no management schemes have been yet implemented under this agreement. The banning of shark finning by countries and groups such as the United States, Australia and the European Union, and international regulatory bodies such as the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tunas should reduce fishing pressure on the great hammerhead. And according to a study done by Nature in January 2021, which studied 31 species of sharks and rays, the number of these species found in open waters has plummeted by 70% in around 50 years, and the great hammerhead was one of them. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. It comes out every 2 weeks. This is Tobias Rex saying Godspeed and signing off.